There is no question that the Prophet Muhammad, founder of the religion known today as Islam, had multiple wives. But there is some question as to exactly how many, something that Tamam Khan tried to sort out as she researched her newly published book, Untold, A History of the Wives of Muhammad.
Traditionally, there's 11. Now, as I did more research, I found, no, there are definitely 12. There are two Jewish wives, which is often imploded into one Jewish wife. But then there's this Christian wife who the Coptic Christian Church in Egypt regards as a wife. And in my research, I came to the conclusion that she well may be a wife, but she's referred to as a concubine generally.
Yet most of this polygamy took place later in Muhammad's life, Khan reports, all of it after a long and successful first marriage.
The first 25 years was one wife. That was Khadija. Then after she died and he moved to Medina and was pursued by his enemies, he married widows generally because a widow had no recourse in that time. And he also married for alliances. So at one time there was probably 8. That was pretty chaotic, I think.
Khan, a practicing Sufi from San Rafael, also notes that these wives were active partners with their husband, who made good use of their varied backgrounds and talents.
His wives made sure that women were noticed, made sure that women were listened to. There was a peace treaty that was made possible from the input of one of his wives. Another wife was a businesswoman. So these women had quite a bit of influence. He consulted with them on a regular basis.
Although slim, Khan's book is a serious work of research, enabled, she says, by a fortuitous connection with a Harvard scholar that led her to many important sources.
He started giving me these sources that were recently translated or somewhat translated or sources that had been there all along but just weren't looked at. So there is material. It's just a little obscure to get to.
In Untold, Khan summarizes the known history of each of these women using an old literary form called a prosametrum, in which poems, mostly her own, are interspersed amidst the prose. It opens with one, a modest declaration of intent titled, "Who Do You Think You Are?"
I am a pilgrim, a pen with a child's heart, following the foremothers through doors shut on centuries of stolen words, across floors now hushed in soddy cement. I am here with a message. Conversation with these women will never end.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.